Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the You Got a Minute Fam podcast. I am your host, the Commish, and as always, I am joined by IBS Yeezus, better known as Actively Lazy. How are you today, sir?
Did you just use my aliases because you still can't say my last name?
No, I didn't want to put your real name out there this time. Is
saying, I mean, you've been saying it for like, saying it wrong for the last like 3 years.
I just said it right, Sandage, right?
Yeah, finally, usually it's Sandridge.
It could be Sandridge.
Got a little Toby twang to it.
I don't know if your people got off the plantation or what, but it's clearly it was Sandridge. It was changed at some point. Y'all got uppity, a Sandage. That doesn't even sound.
I'm pretty sure the white folks that we're named after Sandage, but it's okay.
All right. Now, I couldn't think of anything clever. I was going to say Starscream and Robin is insulting, and so Anakin. Then I was trying to think of somebody from the new Batman movie, but it didn't stick, so I just went with Actively Lazy.
That's what I am, Actively Lazy.
For a little behind the scenes, inside baseball, but we won't get to your baseball being back quite yet. NFL hot stove, I don't know. What the hell is going on in the NFL? I woke up and Tyreek Hill, I didn't wake up, but I woke up, got my second cup of coffee, and maybe, I guess it was like around noon or before that, they said Tyreek Hill wanted to be traded. Then an hour later, he was traded. Your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, when they said he wanted to be traded, I told the guys in the chat it was like nothing. I was like, that's just talk. And then we had lunch, and like in the middle of my boss's boss, like giving us this like rah-rah speech. I had my phone flipped over, but I had my Apple Watch obviously to get alerts. And I saw that Tyreek Hill got traded, and I had to excuse myself so I could like read what was going on. My thought is wow. I mean, I get it. Look, I actually had jokingly taken something from Keith Sweat. There's a right way and a wrong way to do business. And for you Saltines that don't know anything about Keith Sweat, just go check out Right and Wrong Way. But either way, there's a right way and a wrong way. And the wrong way, I hate to say it, man. I hate to say it. Some people, there's a price that some people just can't pay, man. It's the business. You got Kirk getting $20 million, the only people crazy enough to pay Tyreek Hill the most in the history of the position would be the people who gave Kirk $20 million. Like you guys had mentioned franchise tag. What is the franchise limit now? Because of Kirk, you
know? they are messing it up because it was 3% or whatever or something. They just kind of, I'm not giving up. I don't care. I'm not giving up one of my best five players, basically. If it's one of my top five players, I am not giving them up, especially somebody that I brought into that team revolved. I'm keeping the core of Tyreek Hill, Patrick Mahomes, and
hey, don't say it
until
listen
time. Or like, why are people giving away their best players? I don't understand. Like they grow on trees or something.
So I will give you Hill. Kelsey's about to decline, man. He got minimal. This is his last year.
Well, I'm going to have to see
it. Top option.
I'm telling you. Patty took a team-friendly deal because they can keep restructuring it, and it's like backloaded and actually below the average. It's just that they're going to pay him $200 million or whatever it was. But so I just don't understand. I know they were talked, so they couldn't get it done, but this just seems sudden. Nobody was reporting this until today.
I mean, he's probably low-key a little mouthy, you know? Yeah. And I mean, it comes a point, I mean, let's be real, with his attitude and whatnot, not calling him a bad person, but the type of competitor that he is he has a little, like, T.O. in him where, you know, you can only tolerate and love him for so long, and then eventually things will probably sour. I would anticipate with how quick this happened that there was something behind the scenes outside of this contract or the money issue, something behind the scenes from that last loss or just the playoffs that probably soured and made them move in another direction. And again, Hill's definitely an amazing athlete. I don't know where they'll find somebody that can at least duplicate some of the things that he could do with his acceleration. But if there's anybody I would believe in to keep it moving, it would be Andy Reid.
It's just what makes them special. That
it does. It's
explosiveness. It's and I love Patty, but gosh. And he's paid. This contract is crazy. $30 million a year, 4 year, $120 million worth extension, $120 million extension. It is, let's see. How much is Dewitt signing? It becomes fully guaranteed at the start of the 2023 league year. 3 year total is $72.5 million. Yeah. And new money is $141 million.
It's just numbers that you would expect from a team that was willing to pay damn near $1 million per game to throw it away. But yeah, at the end of the day, if we're talking about the Andy Reid passing scheme, he definitely needs those DeSean Jackson, Tyreek Hill types. But again, I'm not totally convinced that they can't find some kind of Band-Aid within the next 2 to 3 seasons. Maybe even if somebody comes along in the regular season or something like that. It's not the end all. It's definitely like in the wrong direction, considering what the Broncos have done, what the Chargers have done, and what the Raiders have done. But I think this was a long-term look-ahead move for the Chiefs. And not saying it's the right move, but whoever made it felt that it was.
And I'm sure they can be a good offense, but I don't think they'll ever be the same with the way he's a game-breaker. And it's the end of an era. So many, I've been playing Madden online because I'm bored in a new place. And like none of these teams are obsolete. These combinations that for years, Hill and Mahomes, Adams and Rodgers, like these, it's obsolete. Even Wagner being on Seattle, that like these stalwarts of teams for the last 5 years or more are just gone. It's weird. I don't know. I don't think I like it.
I gotta grow up, man. It's a business, bro. It's a business. When the market moves and people are up for contract, you know how it goes. The minute Kirk got $20 million fucking dollars, it was a wrap.
Bro, keep your players. Like, don't let your players get away. But we'll see how that works out for the team. Another for these teams. Another big contract signing that was while we were gone. I'm not sure how much we want to talk about. I don't know. I'm not. It's a little late. I'm not feeling like going on a rant. If you want to, you can. But what do you think about the Watson signing overall with the Browns?
From a social standpoint or sports
standpoint? However you want to do it.
All right. So from a sports standpoint, it's still fucking ridiculous. $230 million guaranteed. That's crazy. That's a lot. Is it 220? No, 230? I can't remember the exact figure. But the amount that was guaranteed to him would make me turn on my mother. So I completely understand going to Cleveland. From a social standpoint, I'm obviously disgusted with the amount of Black people that tend to make everything about victimizing and about it being a plight to degrade the value of a brother. Like, I get all that. I've got a nice little comedy thing going where I'm basically quoting Boondocks. And as my boy Huey said, not every nigga is Nelson Mandela. You got to stop defending some of these people, bro. You got to stop defending some of these people. I get it that you feel some kind of way. But, like, you know, the Bill Cosbys, the R. Kellys, the Deshaun Watsons, like, we don't need to put a defense up for them, man. Just some things, some bills are not worth dying over.
And yeah, I'm tired of fighting people over this stuff because it's so obvious. They don't have any awareness of what women go through with sexual assaults. Like, neither one of us are woke. Neither one of us are feminists. It's just about reading.
Hey,
like reading.
I'll be real. Hey, I love a dirty girl, man. You know what I'm saying? It is, but I'm just saying.
I enjoy one as well. Hey, I would like some consent.
But exactly, right. Exactly. There is, again, a right and a wrong way to do it. And I can tell you from experience that if a female is about that type of action, it would take something so drastic to get her to say that you violated her.
Exactly.
That you, like, it's a 90% chance that you're guilty. Like, yeah. That's crazy.
The thing, too, that I want to understand, A, for the Black people that get upset about this, if you research this, he was doing this to a lot of Black women.
Yeah.
It wasn't what they think. So he's doing this to a lot of Black women. Also, if a cop had 23 allegations of racism against Black people on traffic stops, was there any scenario that these same Black people would think that person was innocent?
And what do these victims get out of it? What do the Texans get out of it?
They would say money. Conspiracy is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. You're hurting his value. I don't know what he would have gotten. Maybe it didn't hurt his value, but they don't know that. Ideally, you're hurting his value. You stay in your franchise. You have a whole year where you don't have him playing. It makes no sense. Just revenge because somebody wants to get traded. Dudes get traded all the time.
Every day, B.
So why wouldn't Green Bay have done it? Why wouldn't Kansas City have done it? Why is Deshaun Watson the only player that demanded a trade? And they brought all these skeletons out of his closet. And, you know, the funny thing is, it's not random women. He's got an M.O. They're all massage therapists. Yeah. Everybody's like, criminal, criminal, criminal. So you're a Black man. You don't believe in a criminal justice system because you feel it's unfair. But you believe in it when it suits your needs to prove your point. And if you read, which these people haven't, some of the stuff that he did don't go into the assault level or very hard to prove illegally. I won't go too much in detail, but he's asking for happy endings essentially. So however aggressive
anal happy endings. Let's correct anal happy endings, which is in and of itself fucking weird. But
I didn't even know that part.
Some of it was.
I didn't read that one. Jesus, this man is a monster. But when you're dealing with those kind of things, like, it's all about how much he pressed, and some of it's just but compared to the assaults, some of it's just harassment. And, you know, so I just encourage people to read the accounts of the victims, including victims that aren't even suing. In Sports Illustrated, Jenny Veritas has gone into detail about it, that these accounts, like, almost the same about how he does it. And that's not because they rehearsed. That's because he has the same MO. So from football perspective, this is a lot of daggone money. And I understand you need to have a quarterback. I mean, he's good, but I don't. And the Browns are desperate. So Texans dealt Watson and a sixth round pick for 2024 first round picks and a 2022 fourth round pick, 2023 third round pick, and a 2024 fourth round pick. The thing about it is he's fully guaranteed. So it is changing the market. And now all these quarterbacks are going to want fully guaranteed money.
Yeah. I mean, we are back to where we were, 3 years ago, 4 years ago with Kirk Cousins.
Yep.
Where the market got set to a certain price where that was the standard. And I'm not knocking Deshaun Watson. He's obviously better than Kirk Cousins. But homie ain't played in a year. So if a dude that ain't played in a year can get a fully guaranteed contract over $40 million a season, what are you going to tell the Patrick Mahomes when it's time for him to restructure or something like that? What are you going to tell Justin Herbert?
Yeah.
What are you gonna tell Josh Allen when his deal is up? Like, I mean, it's something that the league is gonna eventually pay for. I mean, the NFL is not hurting for money because they increase the cap every year, but it's just one of those things. It's like, what if I'm one of the other 10 players on the field, man? Like, I would be more vocal. Like, this is some bullshit. Like, my man gave $40 million. I'm Kareem Hunt. You telling me running backs don't matter, and I'm carrying this team for an entire season with busted-ass Baker Mayfield, but I can't get $14 million a season because running backs don't matter? He got 40. I'm just saying, like, little things like that. Like, not necessarily running backs, but other people. Edge rushers are very critical.
Even Miles Garrett got paid, but still, like, come on.
Yeah, like, Von Miller got paid too, but he ain't get like that. He had to earn that by winning the Super Bowl. Like, this man ain't played for a year, bro. Come on now. That's crazy.
And the best thing, not best thing in good way, but as far as the juiciest detail, is the way they structure the contract. So if he gets suspended, he barely loses any money. His salary this year coming up is only $1 million. So that would be, if he missed, let's see. They banned him for 6 games. That's only $345,000. So it's not even, you know, they can't touch the signing bonus money. They're going to fine him his game checks based on his base. So they know he might get suspended. So that's the thing too, that the Browns went out of their way to
back them financially,
not make him get hurt for the money he might lose.
Which is weird for all the folks who are like, they out to get the black man. Shut the hell up, man. Like, they are out to get us, but not this one, obviously.
Not this one at all. So I'm disgusted by that whole thing. I try not to comment and save it for the show, but let's move on. Your boy Carson Wentz plays for, and I guess a guy didn't understand the IBS talk. Did you see that post where he didn't understand?
Yeah, I explained it to him.
John Doe's, yeah. But the Commanders.
Commandos.
I like to say Commandos. The Commandos signed Carson Wentz. Is there any logic to that?
I mean, I've already, if anybody listened to the NFL show, I've already denounced Carson Wentz.
He's yours.
He's my former friend. This is going to be a disaster, bro. It's going to be a disaster. Frank Wright loved this man like his only begotten son, and he gave up on him after a season. There is no way a coach like Riverboat Ron is going to deal with a guy who has an attitude and turns the ball over. Hell no. Hell no. It just ain't going to work. And they gave up too much for him. This is really stupid. It looks even more pathetic when Russell Wilson says he doesn't want to come to Washington and you jump over hurdles to get Carson Wentz.
Even though you know, it's tragic what happened to Alex Smith, but yeah, their original sin is letting Kirk Cousins go, because A, you killed the quarterback market. You ballooned it up. You got this man paid when you should have just, like, with that, you should have just paid him what he was paying. It was always going to keep going up. If you had just paid him, you would be a better team. Not good, but you probably make you. If Kirk Cousins was there, they would have made the playoffs probably every other year. He's a slightly above average quarterback. Now you're looking for a quarterback. You got this tumult. Unless you're going to be like these teams, well, nobody wants to come to DC, so they can't even do the trade thing. Like, these other teams are getting aggressive and going after quarterbacks. They can, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Watson, none of those guys even took a look at DC because of how fucked up the franchise is. So you got this guy after the RG3 fiasco, you got this solid, steady guy, and you got picky. You're a dude with a beer belly, a blue collar job, and you got a 7, and you start looking, thinking you could do better, and you can't.
Free Scary Terry. I'm gonna start that now, and I'll be saying that for the rest of the year. Free poor Scary guy. Terry.
Poor guy. Yeah, he's gonna be miserable.
His generation is DeAndre Hopkins. That's what he's going to be.
It is terrible. I feel sorry for him. I mean, I do think, I don't even know Wentz can get in the ball. Maybe they'll get lucky and Wentz will get hurt or something. And the thing, too, about Wentz, that was as most protected as he has ever been.
Hell yeah.
And they did everything they could to minimize his impact, to set him up for success. and he still, and his stats look good, but he still wet the bed in crucial moments and looked horrible when he actually had to do something of his own, or those dumbass tendencies. They didn't even make the playoffs. Those dumbass tendencies to make the worst possible play that he can. And that's what he did, and that's what cost him. And he's not going to change. That's who he is. I just can't wait to see Philly fans say exactly the opposite of what they said all those years that we defended him. Now that Carson Wentz is back in the place to be the most popular, most talked about division in football, the NFC East, sir.
I am officially out of the NFC East as a whole, except for, I don't even know if I'm with my Cowboys anymore, man. I might be officially done with the entire.
Stay with us.
Nah, man. I don't like the way y'all do business.
For us. I'm not sure.
I don't like the way y'all do business.
I'm not sure what we're doing. I think it's got something to do with paying a running back that much money.
Man, they just going to keep throwing my boy under the bus. It's not his fault.
I'm very concerned about what we're doing. We structured all these contracts.
I'm concerned.
We can't even keep Leo Collins. Like, what's happening? I don't understand. I don't get it. But your personal favorite, I can't remember if we talked about this or not 2 weeks ago, but we need to talk about it again. Tom Brady, tired of sitting around the house, coming back for one more ride. I'm a little worried, though, because I assume Ali Marpet was going to come out of retirement, but I haven't seen that. They got the guard from the Patriots.
He's just as good.
I mean, yeah, but Ali was special. They didn't lose much when Ali played.
What do they always say in the movies? How many times do I have to kill this motherfucker? What? I thought he was
gone. It sounded weird that he was retiring. Like, why are you retiring, dude? You had like one of your best seasons. Did he lead the league in passing and touchdowns? And like yards, passing yards, touchdowns? So, and you know, they brought in Gage from the Falcons. They're trying to load up. Of course, Gronk's gonna come back eventually if he can stay healthy. But yeah, I'm excited. One more year for Tommy. Something's got to be done about my brother and I were talking about this. What on earth? What are we gonna do with Kango Hat Arians? Like, we can't.
What do you mean? What we gonna do? Who is we? I told you what to do with them, what, 2 or 3 years ago.
You gotta go. You were right, too. He gotta go. He gotta go.
That ego, man, it's out of this world.
The left witch. Let's go. We gotta.
Yeah, I'm 100% behind that. I hope they do.
I think Brady is.
Yeah.
Jesus. Like, you can't. It's a mess. I don't know. I mean, he's coming back. I mean, I honestly think Brady didn't want to play for them, and he called their bluff. I mean, they called his bluff. They're like, no, dude, you're on the contract. You can play for us and you're not going to play. And he wanted to play because he's Tom Brady. So he wants to play till they can't play anymore, at least to, what did he say, 45? So this would be the year he turned 45, or it'd be next year. But this season, he would be 45. So
I got a new slogan for people like Kango Hat. Put him in the booth.
Something. I don't even want him in the booth. I want him on, like, the pregame show, because he would be horrible in the booth. But maybe the pregame show. Not that ESPN doesn't already have 10 people on it, pregame show, but even though we are getting Troy Aikman and Joe Buck on Monday Night Football, which I do enjoy them, but isn't it weird they just both switched networks?
Yeah, it's weird they switched networks to somebody like ESPN, where I feel like politically they're not going to match.
No. But it's just weird.
Yeah.
That team, like, usually get one. I was kind of liking to see something fresh, but all we're really getting is the Fox game.
ESPN.
Yeah. For sorry games. I like Aikman and Buck. I mean, that just tells me it's a big game. And he won't be doing, and I guess Aikman won't be doing as many Cowboy games anymore. So I don't know, but it's weird. But I enjoy them. So I guess at least I have something to listen to, because that last crew was not good. Why would you have Brian? I don't even want to get on that tangent. Russell Wilson is now a Denver Bronco. There should be no excuse for your favorite receiving core in the entire football league. Jerry Jeudy, even though I saw him out there with Courtland Sutton, I didn't see him out there with Jerry Jeudy when he posted on Instagram. Maybe I missed it.
You don't have to be with Jerry Jeudy. Jeudy gonna do what he do, baby. Jerry Jeudy Rice. That's what we call him. Jerry Jeudy Rice. right, he gonna be fine. Just get him the ball when he's coming across the middle, which Russell's not very great at doing, just because he likes to hold on to the ball for so long. But hey, we are scramble drill masters. After playing a couple games with Drew Lock, we have perfected that. So we ready, baby. We ready. It is by far my favorite receiving core, and I hope KJ comes back and saves me from some of my previous slander.
What's poor Baker Mayfield going to do?
Baker's a
Why do y'all hate on Baker like this?
Why do we hate on Baker? I have no love for – you know what? I'm, at my base core, I'm the type of person, I won't bother you if you don't bother me. The one person I would go out my way to bully and smack the shit out of are passive-aggressive people. I can't stand it. Baker is a throw rocks and hide his hand type pussy, and I am so glad that every time something's come up, where he's run his fucking mouth, he's literally fell on his face. And I've been saying that since he got arrested in Fayetteville for running from the cop and then cried. I told y'all he was a pussy. And he just yap, yap, yap. And now look at him. Like, come on, man. Nobody's going to want to play with him. Nobody is going to want to play with him. I will put money on that. There ain't going to be a receiver out here that's going to say, or a player out here that's going to say they're happy to have Baker Mayfield on their team. Nobody.
I've been critical of Baker since the beginning, especially like in Hard Knocks that season where Hugh Jackson had to tell him to be the first one at practice. Yeah, like, wow. You're the franchise quarterback. Nobody should have to tell you that. But I feel sorry for him. I honestly do.
You so first time, when he saw
first time in 26 years that the Cleveland Browns made the playoffs. He got a playoff win. Next year, he gets a separated shoulder. He plays through it. Granted, he's trash, but they should have sat him down probably. Plays through it, doesn't get his contract extension, and then they say they want an adult in the building, and they bring a serial sexual offender to take his place. That's rough. That's
an adult crime?
I'm not sure. I don't want him to, like, I mean, he's good enough to be on somebody's team. I mean, but who? I wouldn't take him.
Who?
Seattle. Would
you say things like that? Seattle over Lock.
Yes. Yes.
Would it be any different result wise? Statistically, sure, it'll be different.
If he's healthy, I think. Drew Lock is really bad. Baker's not that bad. And he'll be healthy. Like he's not as bad as he was last season. He's not that great. And honestly, though, I thought that season 2 years ago was garbage because it was a new offense, Stefanski. He was a very good play caller. And Baker is totally reliant on the run game. It's like a Carson Wentz thing with Indianapolis. You got a good line. You got a good defense. You got a good running game. And it makes it very easy for a quarterback. And you don't ask him to do that much. Just a function like a Tesla. You're just, it's almost, it's like Shanahan offense. It's that kind of offense where you're not asking the quarterback, anybody can be quarterback almost on autopilot. So I wasn't that impressed, even though the stats said it. But God damn, dude, life comes at you fast.
How can you not get the ball to your wide receivers in today's game? Like, how? That's so weird.
And it is. And now evidently Jarvis Landry's asking for a trade.
I don't blame him. Landry, when he got Landry, Odell, and they had Njoku, they should have been fine. They should have been fine. That's a good core to build around in that scheme. And they had a power ground game behind it. They should have been, they have one of the best edge rushers in the league. And then the defense came along, got healthy, and they had one of the better defenses in the league. That should have been a winning football team. Even with a piss poor average game managing quarterback, they should have had at least 10 wins. And they couldn't do it. He's awful. No, don't feel sorry for Baker. Baker deserves this.
I still feel sorry for him. It's just
I don't feel sorry for that motherfucker.
That's a tough hand. I mean, I with the heart, even though he sucked.
Good riddance. Go sell cars in Oklahoma, you bum ass.
You're awful. It's something about these Oklahoma quarterbacks. I don't know what Stoops and Lincoln were doing. These are some immature dudes outside of Jalen Hurts, who was transferred in there. But these are some immature dudes. We're also talking about Tyrion Murray there.
He's a weirdo too.
The only thing I want to talk about in March Madness is my cousin. College basketball is what it's not used to be. Joshua Carlton, number 25 for the Houston Cougars on your program. The Houston Cougars have made it to the Sweet 16. He's my favorite uncle's son, and my other favorite uncle was there to watch him, and it's just been good to hear the Carlton name out. It's kind of strange to hear your last name in a national broadcast when you're like watching national broadcasts all the time, but it's been really cool. But overall, it's been a fun tournament. A lot of upset, St. Peter's and everything. And I've been catching it while I can. It's not like it used to be to me where I used to like leave school every Thursday and see all those games. But it's been fun, though.
When I crashed your next family reunion and I talked to Mr. Carlton, I'm going to explain to him that I tried to help him out in that Illinois game, but his cousins were being punks and they didn't want to go through with it.
Bro, so, you told me to a couple hours for the game, and I had Scala, Illinois. If I had Scala, Illinois, I would have realized how correct you were. We would have had to scope that out. That's a big boy, though. Good God.
We got to hit him with something. That's Debo. He got to get hit with a brick, man. The
car. This guy is huge. My cousin Joshua, is 6'11", 245 pounds, probably 250. And he made my cousin look very small and did a post move on him and said he was too small.
Yeah, Kofi made that man look like Tristan. I was scared.
You have to be to make a 6'11", 245 pound man look. Like, usually Joshua looks a little chubby, but against that guy, he looked like he was skinny. I'm just like, sheesh. The only thing, Samson, you got my cousin in foul trouble. You should have known. Nobody could really guard that man. Kofi, no. 101. And when you start doubling, everything went well, but you took too long, man. Don't take too long to double team the man. Jesus.
I like what Houston got going, though, man. Like, they're playing as a confident team. They've got great chemistry top to bottom. Everybody seems to trust one another on the court, no matter what rotation that they use.
And they play hard defense. They flow on offense, and they play really hard defense. And they got some guys just make plays that push the ball and – It's fun to watch. It's really fun to watch.
My guilty pleasure is still in at UCLA. I'm hoping for them. I mean, if anybody deserved to win one, man, it's them, especially bringing back the whole team. So I support their cause. But this dude, Timmy, is a menace, okay? The white dude from Gonzaga.
Yeah, they're talking.
I didn't catch the game because by that time I was too drunk, but when I saw that Memphis was up 10, but then they end up losing by like 5, I knew something was wrong. And when I looked at the stat line, I said, God damn, Timmy. I mean, he's a beast, man. So we got to put all our energy, all my brothers out there, we got to put all our energy into Juwan. He's the only one we got left.
Is this finally going to be the year Gonzaga does it, you think?
They've got all the tools, but they still have a glaring weakness in a certain style of play that gives them fits. Certain style of play exists with like a Houston and then a Texas Tech, like those types of teams. Because St. Mary kind of plays that grind out style where they hit the shots that they need to hit, but they make sure you don't play at the pace you like to play. And so any team that's going to not allow Gonzaga to play at a high pace or a fast pace stands a very good chance. And they still got a couple of teams like that left in the tournament. So I don't think their chances are any different than any other year. I know they've got an amazing talent in Chet. And obviously, like I said, Timmy is one of the best collegiate players to come through in a long time. But at the end of the day, you know, they say styles make fights. And still, stylistically, there's a couple teams left that would really give them a problem.
Moving on, the New York City mandate. I know you got some words for Jay Holla.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Haters, NYC mandate evidently is over on private businesses. And the most of what I've seen, you had a good point. Most of what I've seen is in relation to Kyrie Irving, but you had another take on it.
Yeah, so for all you people talking shit on baseball, I want to let you know that baseball money makes people move, all right? The city of New York wasn't going to do shit until the Steinbrenners got on the phone and was like, look, the entire middle of my fucking lineup is unvaccinated. You change this shit, you change it right now. And then the Mets do what the Mets do. They put a couple billion behind what the Yankees were seeing, and things got moving. Like, that's just how it works. So people talk trash about baseball, but baseball money still go long, man. So it is what it is. I know they won't go change anything for the Giants or the Knicks or the Nets. So y'all show some respect.
Yeah, baseball.
Oh, yeah. Yankees. Do we count the Jets? They belong in Jersey with the rest of the trash.
Go to the Giants. But the Yankees are baseball, and people underestimate the influence of baseball. It is rather regional, but it's very supported within those regions. Like, baseball is a part of the culture of those cities, like New York and LA and Chicago and Atlanta. And it's like, when you say regional, like, we think like rural, but no, it's like cities that are revolving around baseball still. So it's still a big deal, but it's just not, people always compare baseball to what it used to be and not what it currently is. You know, it's not 1950, no, but you know, baseball is still powerful. They still have the biggest salaries. And it does, you know, it's still a very influential, especially in the number one city in the world, definitely in America.
Yeah, I'm telling you for a fact. Steinbrenner got on the phone, man. That shit won't go far.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like, nah, this is over. We can't do this. This is we're the game.
Kyrie better be thankful.
We got a guy on a page named Michael Chapman that was offended by this question. It's like, why are you in this group if this kind of thing upsets you?
I was actually about to bring that up.
You can't have any fun. Like, are liberals real people? Like, actually, like, hardcore liberals, not just cool ladies that just believe in helping everybody's rights. I'm talking about people that decide their everyday decisions by their liberalism. You know, I said, what has been more ruined? Red hats or the rainbow? Like, do you really think that I'm trying to bash gays? Or am I saying, or maybe they think different, but no heterosexual male with any kind of alpha tendencies is going to wear a rainbow anywhere, because it's a symbol of the alphabet folks. Doesn't mean you don't like the alphabet folks. I mean, I'm not wearing a dress. I'm not wearing, I don't know, what else, blouses? I'm not wearing those pussy hats. Remember they doing that when they were anti-Trump? I'm not wearing that. Like, I have a problem with those things, but I'm not a part of that group. So I didn't want to show that I'm not going to rep. I would never wear a Washington Commanders jersey or a shirt. I mean, you know, I don't like them, but it's still a football team. You know, I wouldn't wear, what was another team? I don't have a beef with the Houston Texans, but I wouldn't wear a Houston Texans shirt. It's just, I don't understand why we can't just have jokes. We know, you know, that if you like rainbows and you were a guy, people can automatically assume you're gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that in my Seinfeld voice.
Yeah, I give a disclaimer just because, I mean, I don't want anybody to get it confused, because, I mean, I don't want to hurt any feelings when, you know, you approach me in the wrong way. And then, I mean, depending on the day, man, I don't have my filter on. I'm either going to say or do something that's going to really offend you. So what I usually tell people is, generally in situations like what you have with Mr. Chapman, this is me being filtered. So if you're offended now, you should probably exit this conversation, because at some point I'm going to get annoyed. And I hate liberals to my core. You're all fucking annoying. And there's too many rules. I don't understand. I can't follow it. I don't really like conservatives or Republicans either, because you're nutcases, but at least there's not so many rules.
Man. I know. You can't even keep up.
You know what liberals remind me of? Being a liberal in today's world is like the old little booklets we used to get with our video games, like the Nintendos and Segas. They would come with these thick ass like instructions on how to play the game. Whereas nowadays, you know, when you get a CD, you don't get any instructions. You just get a CD with it. That's what being a conservative is now. You just get the CD. That's it. Just play the game, man. You make it up as you go. Liberals, man, it's like, I need a game genie for this shit. I can't do it. I can't. So, Mr. Chapman, this shit was funny, okay? It was funny. And the correct answer is both are ruined because of people like him and people on the other side that are not like him.
He's like, because you don't want to support, and that's not my gay voice, that's just my annoying white guy voice. Because you don't want to support the LGBTQBC community? It's like, no, dude, because I'm not gay. I'm not wearing a damn rainbow shirt. Like, why would I do that? I'm not, that doesn't mean, you know. I also have never worn a Black Lives Matter shirt. I'm not a movement shirt person. Yeah. I wear t-shirts about Star Wars and superheroes. But anyway, you know, I got to feel passionately about something. But that's not your point. It's like, why can't you just take the joke? Obviously. Oh, even the word gay. We can't have fun with that. It used to just mean happy. Now you can't use it as happy. It just means gay. Like, we can't have fun. We can't. You know, our actual red hat is not Trump, but every time I see a red hat, that's what I think. So I don't understand. I don't. It's not like I was like, I went to this church one day and a woman had, actually I saw it in the store too. There's a shirt out there that called, it's got scripture on there from Noah in Genesis and says, take back the rainbow. Now, that's a little aggressive. Hey. It's not like I was doing that. Like, bro, first of all, if you're a Christian, you shouldn't be able to have to take back some God made. But anyway, I'll let that one go.
And you know what's gonna really, you know what's gonna really fuck up people's head is that technically Leviticus wasn't out by the time Noah was out. So, or like Leviticus was later.
True, yeah, you're right.
So
you're
technically, right. He probably would have had two men and two women on there. If we're gonna do one of each, that kind of counts, right? Maybe. I don't know.
They don't want to hear.
I don't know. Just saying. I gotta go back to acting like I don't know the Bible. Sorry.
What do you think? I guess we got a couple. Your boy Urban Meyer. I feel like the story already ran before, but I think I missed it. But they added to it. Evidently, he didn't know who Debo Samuel and Aaron Donald. How was
that? No. The Debo thing is worse. Debo, he should definitely remember Debo from college. Like, come on, man. Come on. I don't know. At this point, there's nothing that comes out about Urban Meyer that doesn't surprise me, man. He was completely out of his element in the NFL. And, you know, it is what it is. Go help behind the scenes at Ohio State. They were better when you were there.
It was just the weirdest fit and the weirdest hiring. And I'm a fan of his coaching and just it, not of him, but he's obviously a legendary coach. I've seen him turn around programs like where he went. Until this Jaguars thing, but it was just weird. And this year of him being out so long to just get him, like, why would you sign him in 2020 or 21? It's just a weird flex. Last but not least, IBN March Madness starts tomorrow. Who's number one? Who's the betting favorite right now?
Probably Holla, because
everybody hates him, but maybe Georgia, maybe people love him this year because of Georgia.
Yeah. I mean, he's gonna get a lot of these nutcases from Georgia. But now, I don't know who the betting favorite is. Honestly, if you ask me, it should be Sebastian.
Yeah,
that's my Cinderella.
That's a little bit. Yeah,
Sebastian, my Cinderella. And who the white dude you kept kicking out or kept leaving? Like when we were making,
he's not even on it because he left.
Oh man, yeah, damn.
I know he's not even on it. I
mean, as long as Maurice and Rehan don't win,
Jamal politics real hard. Not Jamal. Well, he does a little bit, but not that much. Rehan politics real hard. I wish Maurice was in it. He didn't want to be in it last year. Maurice always does really well, but he's an admin and he didn't say he wanted me to take it off. So, I mean, Rehan, Jamal. That's all I can think of right now that could do it. Hurt's got two accounts. Lawrence Hurt and Lurby Hollywood, Tony Mays has two accounts. I let the burners in. These people are in the top 20 and with their burners because they keep getting suspended so much. Their burner and their personal account are both there. So it should be fun. It'll be fun. Hopefully we'll have
it's always fun.
Anything else you want to plug before you go?
Just make sure you guys check out, I'm going to do the Malik Willis write up tonight and have it posted in the morning. Make sure you check that out. I was going to post stuff on Twitter, but I feel like it's just be easier to kind of bring people back to the written site for a little bit. And then we will be back with our top five in each position from this draft, according to what we think. But you got to give me to at least after the Elite Eight. It's been, and then, and look, I've been dipping lately, man. It's kind of got me pissed off, yo. So yeah, I got to refocus. So just give me some time. If you want any information or you want to know my opinion on something, just DM me.
All right, folks. For Actively Lazy, this is the commish asking you, you got a minute, fam?